One member of the South African Police Service dies by suicide every week on average, highlighting the mental health toll on South Africa's overworked and under-resourced first responders. 54 SAP members took their own lives in the 2024-2025 reporting period, a rising trend which has seen 300 police suicides reported in the past 7 years. Joining us now on the line, we have Dr. Malien van Zyl, member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists. A very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
What information do we have in terms of the circumstances when it comes to these police suicide cases? How much is it related to work or to personal circumstances, and how much does work impact on personal circumstances?
That's a good question. We and these things are all it's difficult to do research or get data exactly, what caused somebody to commit suicide, especially in retrospect. You know, if it has already occurred, you know, it's difficult to determine what exactly happened there. But from the data that we do have, and also from our experience, we can safely say that a big part of these first-line responders, the stress comes from their work situation, you know, the trauma that they're exposed to, being tired, being having to serve people, but not having support, not having resources. They don't know where to go when they have symptoms themselves. They don't even know how to, you know, pick up if something is going wrong. So it's really quite a big dilemma.
We know these days, right, companies and even big organizations, they have structures in-house to help people, to assist people. Does SAPS have this?
They have it. According to the information that we have, the government also wrote a policy, or there is policy involvement in this, but it's and with the police, since I've been working the last 20 years, I know all the, you know, that they are really trying hard, you know, to support their members. However, the service that is available is so it's just, I don't want to use the word inadequate, but they are just not enough wellness workers to support all these people. The numbers that we have at the moment is that there are 621 health and wellness employee services, but there is 187,000 SAPS personnel members. So it is just impossible to get to everybody.
What needs to happen now? I mean, how do you fix this? We understand that stress and all of that in the modern age is something a bit different to perhaps what generations before had to deal with in a general sense. And then when you work in this kind of an environment, the policing environment, it's got its own set of factors that could impact negatively.
We would suggest that there are very clear and very standardized procedures be put in place. So everybody that acts in a first line responder capacity should be educated how to pick up, you know, things in themselves that can be problematic, you know, how to recognize burnout in yourself, how to recognize post-traumatic stress in yourself, how to protect yourself against these things, where to go, because we are just too under resourced. So people are not going to come to you, unfortunately. These first-line responders will have to be educated to know where to go, you know, and instigate their own wellness.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and for chatting to us. We really appreciate it.
Big pleasure. Have a good day.